this is Nick here at GDC 07 in San Francisco. I'm here with Chris Satchel, who's the general manager for XNA, and we're going to talk a little about XNA. Chris, we've done some videos on XNA before, but just quickly for everyone at Channel 10, what is XNA?
Well, XNA is really everything we're doing for the game developer industry. So it covers everybody from the high-end AAA developers that are making amazing titles like Gears of War through to, you know, casual and enthusiast developers that really want to make like their first game or, you know, the next cool independent game.
So we've heard about Game Studio Express. Is that just for enthusiasts or can professional developers use it as well?
It's actually for both. I mean, we've actually got some professional developers that are really getting into Game Studio Express. And in fact, this week we announced we have our very first Xbox Live Arcade game that's been built completely on Game Studio Express. It's called Schizoid. It's by a company called Torpex, who are professional developers. They used to work at big companies. They wanted to get together, make a little company, make a really fun game. And so that's what they're doing, and they're using XNA Game Studio Express to do it.
That's awesome. So, but as an enthusiast, can I download Game Studio Express, make a game, and then publish it, or do I need to kind of work with Microsoft to do that?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, you can download it today. Just go to xna.com and it'll push you through to the right site. And that's absolutely free. You can start on Windows, start getting that experience. If you want to publish it, and say you want to publish it on Xbox 360, at the moment you're going to have to come and work with us and talk to the Xbox Live Arcade team.
Right.
But in the future, our vision is to actually provide you like a YouTube of games, like a community arcade.
Right.
So you wouldn't even need a publisher. What you would do is you would just submit your game to the service, and then, you know, the 6 million people on Xbox Live and then all the millions are going to be on Games and Windows Live could download and play your game.
That's awesome. So, I mean, in your mind, you know, how far away are we from that, actually seeing like the whole maybe YouTube for games?
I think you'll see a lot of work towards that this year. Can't put an exact time on it yet, but really this year is when you're going to be able to start doing that sharing. I mean, right now you could share on Windows, but it's not a great site to do it. So I think we're going to see that towards the later half of this year.
Cool. And you mentioned before that you know, with XNA, like Gears of War, that's the kind of tools these guys are using. Were they using Game Studio Express, or are they using something a bit more maybe advanced?
They didn't use Game Studio Express. They used another part of our whole suite of XNA software, which is our Xbox XDK. So we have a platform for professional game developers that really, you know, gives them the very best game platform to bring the very best games to the best consoles and the best Windows experience, bring it all together, and that's what we do for professionals. So it's not the same, but everything we learn making professional developers successful, we bring to like the student, enthusiast, hobbyist market.
Cool. So as an enthusiast with XNA, what do I need to know? Do I need to be like a C++ programmer? How do I actually use XNA to make a game?
Well, once you've downloaded it, what you get with XNA is actually a C# managed code environment.
Okay.
And what we've done is take all of like the plumbing that you'd have to do on a game, it sort of gets between you and your creativity, and we've pushed it into a framework layer. That means that it's much quicker for you to get your idea out there. And we hear that from the community all the time. They're like, hey, I struggled for weeks and weeks to make this game. I got Game Studio Express. I'm done in hours or days. So that's really, really good.
Yeah.
It also normalizes across our platforms. So now, whatever you do on Windows, it will virtually translate directly to the Xbox 360.
Wow.
It's normally about 99% code compatible.
Yep.
So like, whatever you do, you're not going to lose it when you want to bring it to a different platform.
That's fantastic. So you said before the first professional development studio has got a game coming out, Schizoid.
Yeah.
So are you expecting to see more professional studios, you know, put games on XNA?
Definitely. I mean, I think they're finding it's a great platform to express their creativity. You know, they get to that gameplay much faster. And then, of course, once they build it on one platform, they can deliver it on the other one really easily. Great return on investment for them. In fact, we've talked to a number of developers here who are super excited about this. And what we find a lot is you got these professional developers in big studios. They do amazing games, but they've also got, like, in their back pocket, like, a game they've always wanted to make. So they're like, okay, I'm going to do this in my spare time. So they get in the evening and they start building games. Before they know it, they're like, oh, my God, I've got a really cool game here. Can I publish this?
Well, I really always wanted to make a Monkey Robots versus Pirate Ninjas, kind of like maybe a DOA 4 with a new skin. So maybe I'm going to try download XNA and do that.
That'd be cool. And remember, like, we're doing sort of agreements with partners as well, like Garage Games, to be able to get you a whole other set of tools in your Creator Club subscription if you want to develop on Xbox 360. And those tools are like TorqueX and Torque Game Builder. And at that point, it's like drag and drop game development. You don't even have to code if you don't want. You can just drag and drop elements of gameplay and behaviors together, making it really easy just to, you know, get to that creative point and get games out there.
That sounds like me. So has XNA been really popular? Have you seen lots of downloads?
Yeah, it's really overwhelmed us just how popular this is. I mean, we launched on December 11th, so we've been out for less than 3 months, and we've had over 250,000 downloads.
Wow.
Give you a sense, I mean, my estimates put it that I think the professional game industry is about 20,000 to 25,000 professional programmers.
Okay.
This is 10 times that number in under 3 months. There is a, it just shows there's just a lot of people out there that have great ideas, great creativity, but really they've been looking for a platform, you know, to build and express that. And I think XNA Game Studio Express has given them that platform.
Fantastic. All right, well, we're going to check out the rest of GDC07. Chris Satchel, thanks very much for being on Technic.